Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, John Matias. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Winn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Winn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Zotkiewicz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Matias reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matias moves to third. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Niekro covering. Safe. Billy Winn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zotkiewicz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Negro covering, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. May reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. McCraw moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCraw tags and scores. May tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0. White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Negro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown pinch hits for Joe Negro. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. McAuliffe moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McAuliffe tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthias. Horton reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. Cash moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards third. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Zotkiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zotkiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Zotkiewicz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry strikes out. One out. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Fred Sherman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sherman for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Brien. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. O'Brien steals second. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Brien scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6. And the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Matthias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0-for-1 in the game. Kreider is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Matthias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Zotkiewicz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0-for-2 in the game. Frien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Gates Brown pinch hits for Ken Zotkiewicz. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Fred Sherman. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kreider fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Elliot Maddox now playing second base. Dick McAuliffe now playing shortstop. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. May takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. McCraw scores. May moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Tom Timmerman now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 3 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. May tags and scores. O'Brien tags and moves to third. Hermann tags and moves to second. One out. It's 9-5, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berry is walked intentionally. Jerry Kreider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreider is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreider bunts for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Matias settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Matias hits a line drive towards first. Cash reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt pinch hits for Tom Timmerman. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Robertson now pitching. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hermann strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Noop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.